There's a small creature that lives high in the mountains of the western United States that has frankly given me goosebumps. It's so cute. But that's me. I'm known to have a serious weakness for any member of the rabbit family, which this most certainly is. It's the American pika, sometimes known as the rock rabbit. I saw my first pika when I was 13, backpacking with my family in Wyoming. They looked like an oversized hamster with short round ears and no visible tail, but they have a very rabbitish head, little rabbit feet, and if you get so intimate as to be bitten on the nose while on your belly poking around on the talus slopes, you'll see they have white teeth, not the yellow teeth of rodents like the marmot sneering at you from the next rock. Not that pikas would actually bite you on the nose, but they might try to steal your apparently delicious shoelaces. What really gets me is that pikas are downright talkative, with a variety of distinctive high-pitched eeks to warn each other of predators and clumsy humans. They are anything but clumsy as they speed across the steep slopes carrying bundles of vegetation for their winter stash. You can't help but smile when you see a bouquet of flowers bouncing across the talus. Pikas live in that narrow, desolate strip between treeline and open sky. It's a pretty specialized existence, where they rely heavily on snow cover to protect them from the elements in winter. There's mounting evidence that pikas are getting squeezed upward on their slopes by retreating snowpack and escalating summer temperatures. Pretty soon, the little fuzzballs might need to sprout wings. Yes, global warming. Pikas have been touted as the canary of high-altitude ecosystems, meaning they may provide early warning to climate change effects. Early warning is much better than late. There's still a lot we can do to arrest what may be the worst future effects of global warming. I'm personally intrigued by the idea of buying carbon offsets for my car to make it carbon neutral. Imagine that. I'm convinced that someday pika will win the White House. They are part of a growing constituency of organisms affected by human-caused global warming and would form a powerful ticket. I can see it now. Polar bears and pikas for president. You can be sure their best interests would also be ours. For EcoTalk, I'm Shauna Weber.